You're shivering 80 feet up in a redwood, binoculars fogging with each breath. Below, a logging crew is filing into the ancient grove, boots crunching through the morning frost. Last night, your cell drove ceramic spikes into these trunks, invisible to metal detectors, designed to quietly shatter sawmill blades weeks from now and bankrupt the timber company. A clean, distant sabotage, or so it seemed. Then you see it. Leo, the foreman, is unloading a high-speed mobile delember, not a chainsaw. Its spinning blade is fast enough to detonate a ceramic spike on contact, right here, right now. Leo climbs into the cab. The engine roars. He waves his crew to stand directly beside the nearest trunk. You have a megaphone strapped to your chest. If you warn them, you save their lives, but you confess to federal eco-terrorism and every member of your cell goes to prison. The grove falls anyway. If you stay silent, the blade hits the spike in roughly 30 seconds. Leo and the crew beside that trunk may not survive. The grove might be saved. Your cell stays free. If you fast rope down in front of the machine, you risk your own life to halt the cut without saying a word about the spikes. The trap stays hidden. The danger stays live. If you shout a false warning, a lie about activists hiding in the brush, you might pause the cut, but the spike stays in the trunk, and the crew will return. The delember's blade is already spinning. What do you do?